There you heard Joni Madden and Cherish the Ladies and an instrumental version of a track I played, was it last week or the week before, from Dolores Keane. Lovely sound they got there, Cherish the Ladies. Now this, again, is a rather long track, but it's a song that isn't an Irish song, but it's sung for us here by what I consider the most popular duo, musical duo, around the world. They are Irish, Foster and Allen. I think it might be an Edwardian or a music hall song, or even a bit earlier than that again. The song is entitled The Black Sheep, and it tells the story of a father who had three sons. The youngest of them was, well, disliked by the other two, and they wanted to get rid of him. So they told the father all sorts of stories about him that weren't true. Eventually, he became the black sheep of the family and went away. Are you paying attention? While he was away, the sons manoeuvred the father. One of them married a woman who they wanted the father put away so that they could get all his riches. Then, one day, when a carriage came to the door to take the old man to the workhouse, lo and behold, oh yes, have a listen to the story, The Black Sheep from Foster and Allen.
In a little village, not many miles away, there lived a rich and aged man whose hair was turning grey. He had three sons, the only ones, but Jack and Tom were sly. Ted was honest as could be, and would not tell a lie. They did their best to ruin Ted, right in the old man's eyes. Soon their lies began to work, and Ted was much despised. One night the old man said, "Begone, you're heartless to the core." These were the words that a young lad said as he stood beside the door. "Don't be angry with me, Dad, don't turn me from your door. I know that I've been wayward, but I won't be anymore. Give me just another chance and put me to the test. You'll find that the black sheep loves his dad far better than the rest." Year after year passed slowly on, and the rich man's now grown old. He called together Jack and Tom and gave them both his gold, saying, "I'll only need a little room right at your fireside." Then one night Jack, returning home, he brought with him a bride. His wife began to hate their father more and more each day. One night he heard the three declare that he was in their way. They then agreed to send him to a workhouse that was near. And like a flash, the black sheep's words came ringing in his ear. "Don't be angry with me, Dad, don't turn me from your door. I know that I've been wayward, but I won't be anymore. Give me just another chance and put me to the test. You'll find that the black sheep loves his dad far better than the rest." Carriage pulled up to the door, It was the workhouse van. The lads then turned unto their dad and said, here is your man. Just then a manly form appeared, and pushing through the crowd, stand back, you brutes, the stranger cried, this will not be allowed. You took this old man's property and all that he had saved. You even sold his little plot containing mother's grave. I am his son, but not your kin, from this till judgment day. The old man clasped the black sheep's hand, and the crowd all heard him say, don't be angry with me, lad, though I turned you from my door. I know that I was foolish, but I won't be anymore. I should have given you my gold, for you have stood the test. I found the black sheep loves his dad far better than the rest.
So now, that is the story of the black sheep from Foster and Allen. I've recently been able to lay my hands on and ears on some new Foster and Allen material. When I say new, it's new to me, but I'm delighted to be able to say that during the coming year, we'll hear a lot more of Foster and Allen, because I think they're quite easy on the ear, quite simple, and their harmony is nice, and they do most of the stuff they do is really good. Now, here's yet another example of a song that is not an Irish song, but it's sung so beautifully by a lovely Irish lady who I know now lives in Spain. Her name is Patricia Cahill. Patricia started her singing career way back in the 50s. Her original singing teacher was a friend of mine who I know now has gone to God, but he was also renowned for his music teaching, his singing teaching, because a lot of, quote, stars, close quote, visited his name, Dal McNulty, visited Dal in his home in Dublin, where he gave them singing lessons. And in this case, he gave Patricia singing lessons. And I know she held Dal in great esteem, because she said it to me in an email some time ago, how much he had influenced her and how well he had taught her. Here, Patricia is singing a lovely song entitled Through the Eyes of a Child. And listen to this for one lovely, warm Irish voice, Patricia Cahill.
In
Would you not agree that was a lovely, warm voice? Patricia Cahill and Through the Eyes of a Child. If you recall, over the Christmas period, I played a couple of tracks from Noel McLaughlin. Noel produced a wonderful Christmas album, but Noel has been singing for quite some time and sings not only Irish folk, but he also sings Scottish folk. He's got a new album out at the moment in which there are some lovely Irish songs. I've taken the liberty of taking one of the songs from that album to let you all hear Noel McLaughlin, his version of the song. And I did play Johnny McAvoy earlier on. Johnny had a huge hit with this. The song is entitled The Spanish Lady. And I always admire Noel McLaughlin's way of using harmony. Have a listen.
As I came down through Dublin City at the hour of 12 at night, who should I spy but the Spanish lady washing her feet by candlelight. First she washed them, then she drayed them over a fire of amber coal. In all my life I ne'er did see a maid so neat about the soul. Whack for the tooral-oor-a-laddie, whack for the tooral-oor-a-lay. Whack for the tooral-oor-a-laddie, whack for the tooral-oor-a-lay. As I came back through Dublin City at the hour of 8:30, who should I spy but the Spanish lady brushing her hair in the body light. First she brushed it, then she tossed it, on her lap was a silver comb. In all my life I ne'er did see a maid so fair since I did roam. Whack for the tooral-oor-a-laddie, whack for the tooral-oor-a-lay. Whack for the tooral-oor-a-laddie, whack for the tooral-oor-a-lay. As I came back through Dublin City, as the sun began to set, who should I spy but the Spanish lady catching a moth in her golden net. When she saw me, then she bled me, lifting a petticoat of her knee. In all my life I ne'er did see a maid so fair as the Spanish lady. Oh, whack for the tooral-oor-a-laddie, whack for the tooral-oor-a-lay. Whack for the tooral-oor-a-laddie, whack for the tooral-oor-a-lay. I've wandered north and I've wandered south through Stony Batter and Patrick's Close, up and around by the Lost Diamond and the back by Napper Tandy's house. Old age has laid her hand upon me, cold as a fire of ashy coal. Where is the lovely Spanish lady, neat and sweet above the soul? Whack for the tooral-oor-a-laddie, whack for the tooral-oor-a-lay. Whack for the tooral-oor-a-laddie, whack for the tooral-oor-a-lay. Whack for the tooral-oor-a-laddie, whack for the tooral-oor-a-lay. Whack for the tooral-oor-a-laddie, whack for the tooral-oor-a-lay.
Would you not agree? A nice little track there from Noel McLaughlin. Whack for the tooral-oor-a-laddie. I was singing there, but I turned the microphone off because I didn't want to upset your parrot. Now, here is a townsman of mine, Robbie Green, who lives here in Bray with me, and a very accomplished musician. He plays guitar and sings quite well. Some time ago, he released an album. I think it was called Homeward Bound or Homeward Something, but that doesn't matter. He's had some lovely tracks in it, including this one. It's also connected with Wicklow. Now, I live in Bray, which is a town, 12 miles south of Dublin. Dublin is the capital of Ireland, and I'm on the coast, and so is Dublin, so we come 12 miles down, and we're in County Wicklow. Wicklow is noted for its beautiful mountains, its beautiful rivers and forests, and of course the sea, because it runs along by the coast. So it's got everything going for it, except me. This song tells the story of a young man who received a letter from his mother, and she's telling him everybody is so lonely among the Wicklow Hills, and can he come home soon? Have a listen to Robbie Green singing Among the Wicklow Hills.
I've just received a letter from my home in Ireland, and a scribble so familiar was my mother's feeble hand. A house that rang with music and with laughter now distilled. Dear Danny, it's so lonesome now among the Wicklow hills. As I gaze across the mountains, I relive that moment's joy. Those same old Wicklow mountains where you rambled as a boy. Your photo as a child, that picture's by your bedside still. And each night I pray you'll come back home among the Wicklow hills. Remember long ago, in summer you would stroll down where the crystal mountain streams to Slaney waters flow. Do you recall that young girl there who talks about you still? And you know who she is waiting for among the Wicklow hills. As I gaze across the mountains, I relive that moment's joy. Those same old Wicklow mountains where you rambled as a boy. Your photo as a child, the pictures by your bedside still. And each night I pray come back home among the Wicklow hills. And you know who she is waiting for among the Wicklow hills.
Now we Irish have a great love for our mothers, or the mammy, as they're quite often called. And there's many tracks I could play for you. The two that come to mind are Mother McCree and A Mother's Love's a Blessing. And there's another couple of Irish mother songs, but we're not going to get that. We're going to get an unusual track. And as you listen to it, think, no matter what part of the world you're in, think of your mother or your mammy. And from a very early age, where, you know, our mothers make a big impression on us. Now, maybe that just doesn't apply to we Irish, but I think it does, you know. Even when men grow into their 30s and 40s, they still refer to her as the mammy. And here, I'm going to do something for you now that I just wonder, anybody listening to it, if they think of their own mother, whether they're away from home in Australia, Canada, the US, the UK, and they're Irish perhaps, and they think back home of their mother back home. Maybe she's gone to God, and you think and reflect on the impression she made on you, the instructions she gave you, and how she guided you. But what I'm going to do for you now, it's a piece by Edgar A. Guest. It's called A Mother's Watch. And I hope, as you listen to this, you'll think of your own mother. Or if you're Irish, your mammy. She never closed her eyes in sleep till we were all in bed. On party nights till we came home, she often sat and read. We all little thought about it then, for we lived just for the day. How much mother worried when the children were away. We only knew she never slept when we were all out at night. And she waited just to know that we'd come home all right. Why, sometimes when we stayed away till one or two or three, it seemed to us that mother heard the turning of the key. For always when we stepped inside, she'd call and we'd reply. But we were all too young just then to understand just why. Until the last one had returned, she always kept a light. For mother couldn't sleep until she kissed us all goodnight. She had to know that we were safe before she went to rest. She seemed to fear the world might harm the ones she loved the best. And once she said, when you are grown, to women and to men, perhaps I'll sleep the whole night through, I may be different then. And so it seems that night and day we knew a mother's care. And always when we got back home, we'd find her waiting there. Then came the night when we were called to gather round her bed. The children are all with you now, the kindly doctor said. And in her eyes there gleamed again the old-time tender light that told us that she'd been waiting just to know that we were all right. She smiled that old familiar smile and prayed to God to keep us safe from harm throughout the years. And then she went to sleep. I came across that poem by Edgar A. Guest a couple of months ago, and I thought, yes, I'd like to read that out on Sounds Irish, read by yours truly, with yours truly playing the background music as well. But I hope you enjoyed A Mother's Watch. Now, we're going right down to the south of Ireland now, to Cork. And for all our Cork listeners, this has become known as the Cork National Anthem. Yes, you guessed it. On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee, sung by one of the greatest Cork men ever, certainly in acting and singing and performing, Joe Lynch, for all our Cork listeners.
Oh, how oft do my thoughts in a fancy take flight to the home of my child. Away to the days when each patriot's vision seemed bright, ere I dreamed that those joys should decay. When my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the mud I sported and played neath his green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely lea. Where we sported and played neath his green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely lea. Asher then in the springtime of laughter and song, shall I ever forget the sweet hours with the friends of my youth as we rambled along your green mossy banks and wild flowers? There too, sun sinking to rest sheds a golden light over the sea. The maid with her lyre, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely lea. The maid, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely
Now, I've got a confession to make to you, because that was not the original. That's a later recording of Joe Lynch singing On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lea. He recorded that years ago on a 78. I would prefer the old arrangements with Joe Lynch singing On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lea, and I'm sure I might have it somewhere, and we'll root it out for some future programme. Joe Lynch, for all our Cork listeners. No, for all our listeners, because it's a great song at a party when we all get up and sing. Now, here she is, my favourite Irish female singer, of course. You know, it's Anne-Marie O'Riordan. And we've spoken on the programme a number of times this week about emigrants and people leaving Ireland and going to seek their fortune in a new world. And here Anne-Marie is expressing the hope that someday may we all meet again.
There are roads to where we're going, endless highways and dusty tracks, and every road that we have traveled is the road that always brings us back and takes us to places and takes us back to share again golden days and friendly faces. May we all someday meet again. There are words we should have spoken.
Well, as I've said so often on Sounds Irish, Anne-Marie O'Riordan has a most unusual voice, and she has a wonderful way and know-how of working her voice and putting a song across really well. That was her version of May We All Meet Again Someday. Mick Maloney, now there's a talented gentleman if ever I heard one, a talented musician to boot, and he's telling us all about his uncle Dan McCann. Another Galway man.
I've lately wandered over here to search for me Uncle Dan. He left the county Galway in the year of 61. Where he's gone to, I don't know. I've searched this country high and low, but back to Galway I can't go without me Uncle Dan. Have you seen me Uncle Dan McCann? Typical bit of a Galway man. He came out to the USA in the year of 61. Well, if any dull neighbours living here seen or heard of him anywhere, you'd oblige me if you'd help me find me Uncle Dan McCann. Let me tell you of me Uncle Dan. By God, he was a mighty man. He swam the River Liffey twice a day. He ran 3 rounds at the Phoenix Park. He could dance and sing just like a lark. He wasn't afraid to go home in the dark, me Uncle Dan McCann. Have you seen me Uncle Dan McCann? Typical bit of a Galway man. He came out to the USA in the year of 61. If any dull neighbours living here seen or heard of him anywhere, you'd oblige me if you'd help me find me Uncle Dan McCann. I found me Uncle Dan McCann, a very prosperous Yankee man. He holds a seat in Congress and he's leader of his clan. He's helped to write America's laws, his heart and soul in Ireland's cause. God help the man who opened his jaws to me Uncle Dan McCann. So here's to me Uncle Dan McCann, typical bit of a Galway man. He fought all through the Civil War way back in 61. He was supple and limber in every joint. He wasn't afraid of the bayonet's point. He belonged to the fight in 69, me Uncle Dan McCann.